Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report, recorded July 24th for airing July 25th at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. on Thursday. Via our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, and Mills County. This is Ed Smith, your county judge. The headline this week is the Commissioner's Court imposition of an outdoor burn ban for Mills County in its meeting Monday, July 22nd. Although the court may lift or amend this ban at any time, it is likely to remain in effect until we have significant moisture this fall. Other headlines, the County Salary Grievance Committee, which was scheduled to meet this week, has been deferred. To refresh your memory, we had four of our elected officials file formal grievances about the proposed compensation for their office, actually for them individually, for the next budget year. This led to the drawing of 18 names of people that had served on the grand jury in the prior year, but of that, only six were available on relatively short notice to form the committee and meet. Since the committee consists of nine citizens plus the county judge, this necessitated deferring the initial scheduled meeting and a new drawing of names on Monday of this week. We drew nine additional names, and I'm in the process of attempting to round up at least three more committee members from that group to reschedule this committee and hold a meeting in the next week or so. I will continue to keep you posted. On the budget front, Mills Central Appraisal District provided certified tax rolls of $650 million for the year. This is an increase of $13 million from last year, and $4 million of that 13 is new property, while the balance is revaluation of existing property. This increase, although probably normal, is down sharply from the prior year when our tax rolls jumped by $170 million. The budget remains in process, and the goal remains to operate the county on the same amount of property tax revenue as we are in the current year, and thus reduce the tax rate slightly to raise that amount of taxes against the increased tax roll. There's a lot of work left to be done on that. Currently, it's still showing a small deficit. There is some good news, however. We got a very reasonable increase from our group medical coverage. It was actually just under 2%. In my experience with group medical plans in the past, increases have always ranged from 6%, sometimes to as much as 20%. So this is good news. But at the same time, it's a little over $400,000 of annual expense for the county. When you look at the county budget, there's a lot of fixed expense before we get down to things we can actually control. We have required debt payments of a little over $800,000. We have the $400,000 of medical insurance. You can see the money adds up pretty quickly. On the staffing level, looking back, say, through 2016, the county employee roll has gone from 45 to 49. So not a huge increase, but more so than the population in the county. Anyway, work continues on the budget and the grievance committee. I'll update you next week. This is Ed Smith, your county judge.